Let us talk about why you left ORU.
I was a friend of Bishop Hart's. He preached in town, and I went to hear him and loved his wife. She's a precious lady. Dr. Thomas spoke to me several times about I ought to follow him at First Methodist. His word was they have servant hearts, but they don't know how to take the handles, and I might help them do that. That's literally what my program was about, how ministry was motivation and mobilizing lay ministries. But anyway, Bishop Hart called me about, I guess, April, and asked me about going to First Methodist. And I said, I can't do that. I haven't finished my covenant here at ORU. We're going to produce a Ph.D. at the School of Theology, a Ph.D. degree. And we're going to produce professors who evidently will go to all the other schools because ORU professors draw students. And ORU School of Theology can bring ORU spirit to all of the theology schools that hire a professor with a Ph.D. from ORU. And I think that's a dream that hasn't happened yet. And that breaks my heart that that's the case. Bishop Hart had called me in the summer of 1984 and asked me if I consider going First Methodist. I said, I can't. I got to keep that covenant. It was amazing. It was about 3 weeks after that, Orr asked me to come to his office. I went up there, and he said, we're going to take the savings from the Ph.D. in theology and put it in the City of Faith. We just got to have that money. And I said, Orr, I think that's where it ought to be. You and I made a covenant about that. Evelyn and Carl was present. You're breaking the covenant. He said, I don't understand why that's so important. He said, you've always been able to be frank with me. I said, all right. It's going to feel like about 15 minutes from now, you and I are going to stand before God, and he's going to say, what happened to my Ph.D. degree where the Spirit led and the mind tracked? And I'm going to tell God I did all I could do, and you're going to be in a mess. And Orr kind of dropped his head. Do you think so? And Evelyn said, honey, I think he's right. Hadn't been for Evelyn, she saved my cookies a lot of time. But I said, I'm going to come back and talk about that in 2 or 3 days, and you pray about that. I didn't want to push. I came back in 2, 3, 4 days, I don't know, and asked him if he still felt the same way. And he said, yes, I do. It just has to be. I don't want it to be, but it's got to be. I told Orr I'll be leaving in the next year. And Orr said, I don't want you to leave. I don't want you ever go anywhere else. I said, well, I'll leave now if you want me to. And he said, no, I don't want you to leave. So I called Bishop Hart, and I said, Bishop Hart, I want you to know that I told you I couldn't go to First Methodist, and I'm sure you've been interviewing these 3 weeks. Ministers in large churches and Methodist churches go for interview. And if they say no to the first one, they usually send a second one and a third one. If they don't say no to all three of them, then they have to go outside the state. They go outside the state, many bishops won't let them come back in. So it's more of a Presbyterian system in that light. I told him what had happened, and I said, I want you to think I fibbed to you. And this has happened. Bishop Hart said, could I have breakfast with you in the morning in Tulsa? We went to breakfast together and prayed about that. He said, I've interviewed some other ministers, but I haven't sent them to First Methodist. If you're going to go somewhere in a year, pray about that. 2 weeks later, I was senior minister at First Methodist. An amazing thing about this ministry that belongs to God and is everybody else's story, this ministry is for Nancy and me. Mm-hmm. As we went to First Methodist, Evelyn Orr came right regularly down there to hear me preach. Invited me back to ORU. They'd come down the altar and pray, and our people loved that. They'd crowd around them and pray with them and so on. I invited Orr down. We did a dialogical sermon down there together in the pulpit. About halfway through, he said, Jim, come on up here and help me tell this story. We stood in the pulpit together and preached. Orr would call on you the last minute. You know, I preached in chapel because Orr didn't feel like it the last 10 minutes. I never went to chapel without an outline in my pocket. In Chattanooga, E. Stanley Jones didn't show up, and I substituted for him, and I came to ORU, you know. E. Stanley Jones. I met him later because of that. First Methodist and Orr were very close together. I think he joined Boston Avenue because the pastor from Boston Avenue came and asked him with the bishop.